That was soprano Deanna Braywick, who we just heard perform arias along with Artist Fair Festival Orchestra of 2016, led by Corrado Rivas. You're listening to a very special live broadcast on KUIF Public Radio from the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. I'm Katie Hendrickson. With me, special guest Erjing Kong, music professor and violinist. Thanks for joining me. We have another special guest right now. That's Sandy Edwards of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Thank you for talking to me, and what an exciting night.
It's a very exciting night, and thank you. KUAF is so important tonight because the Great Hall can only contain so many people who can be here listening, but to know that so many others are having the benefit of hearing this extraordinary concert just makes us all very proud and very happy.
Absolutely. This is the fourth time we've had a chance to broadcast this
Yes.
live on the airwaves, and I would love to have you look back at these 4 years and did you imagine that this was all possible in the beginning?
We were hoping it would be. The logistics of working out the type of concert like this that has the appeal that can fit in a wonderful facility like this took a little doing. But what I love about our partnership with the Walton Arts Center and Artisphere Festival Orchestra is that everyone tends to be creative, innovative, and very progressive in saying, if we have an opportunity, how can we make it work? And not just make it work, but make it work brilliantly. So we are so delighted that we had the idea of Mozart in the beginning and that it's so popularly appealing and can be repeated year after year. I think we just say it's happening and the tickets sell out. Again, another wonderful reason to have it broadcast.
Absolutely. It's truly a collaboration, a coming together of the entire community celebrating the amazing culture that we have here in our Ozark Mountains.
We have a phenomenal orchestra assembled this year. I believe, as you say, looking back, it seems like every year the ensemble just gets better and better. And of course, under the guidance of Maestro Rivas, is so wonderful.
Yeah, some of the musicians have come back year after year. They've been here for the entire 6 years that the orchestra has been around, and some are brand new. And it creates this it's a combination of vibrancy of and people who have gelled together as an orchestra. It's all about coming together.
Yes, and excellent talent. So we feel very fortunate to be able to host it here at Crystal Bridges and show that it really is a wonderful cultural center for our region.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Sandy, for talking to us tonight. Really, really thrilled to do this broadcast.
Again, thank you both for allowing us to be with you this evening.
Thank you. Sandy Edwards of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. We are broadcasting live from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art inside the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Artisphere Festival Orchestra's Mozart in the Museum concert conducted by Corrado Rivas. It is intermission. We heard arias and some very early formative works by Mozart. So we're going to have a nice trajectory here. As Erjing can explain, it's really nice to hear these formative moments and then connect them with a later piece.
Absolutely. And just to continue my last thought, if that's all right, with these arias, unlike the symphonies where there's a trajectory that you can see from age 8 to his teenage years to later in his later 20s with the Lind Symphony, the opera arias to me really represent different and changing tastes, possibly even an evolution in operatic styles, certainly because these arias, as Deanna was mentioning, are from different opera composers. It's interesting to note, as you may be aware, that these insertion arias really fell out of favor. These insertion arias were really designed to showcase the virtuosity of the singer, and many of these singers would carry around their own specialized series of insertion arias that they may choose to insert in different opera arias. And as the growing trend for authentic works, which really was designed to showcase the composer's intent for these operas, the singer's sort of virtuosity fell out of favor for really sort of highlighting what the composer's operas were intended to be, because as you can imagine, with these different inserted arias, you really ended up getting sort of a collage of a work, which...
It's a very fascinating idea. I actually wasn't very aware of it.
Neither was I, to be honest. When I looked at these arias, my first thought is I don't recall any of these arias in the operas that I know of Mozart, and it was because they're not in the Mozart operas.
Well, it's been a fabulous night here at the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges. You've been listening to KUIF Public Radio 91.3 FM in Fayetteville. It's a live broadcast from Bentonville inside the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art for Mozart in the Museum Artisphere Festival Orchestra 2016, led by Corrado Rovarez. Now, let's take a little bit of an in-depth look at Corrado Rovarez right now. Now, he's the music director of Opera Philadelphia, and I had a chance to go to Walton Arts Center when he was rehearsing. They rehearse intensely, by the way. Artisphere Festival Orchestra, they are rehearsing day in and day out while they're here and performing. They want to get it just right. Arjean has performed as an Artisphere musician, so she's been a part of these very intense rehearsals. Describe that for me for a second.
On average, there's about two rehearsals per day, and the rehearsals could span collectively anywhere between 6 to 8 hours. So it's really
that's
a full day.
That's a lot of playing music in one day.
Absolutely.
Let's hear a little more from Corrado Rovarez, a little bit more about his love of Mozart and why he chose the programming he did this year.
In the second part, we're going to play the Linzer Symphony, which is very important because it's a connection between the early symphonies and what we're going to hear later in the Mozart production, the last big symphonies of his repertoire.
What really grabs you in this symphony?
You know, it's very interesting because I played so many of them. And so for me, it's very important to see the development and to see, for example, in the Linzer, how much Mozart was grateful to the great composer before him. So it's like a big tribute to Haydn, the way he started the symphony with a slow movement and then to go directly in the fast part of the first movement. So it's interesting to see always where we're coming from and where we are going. That's why this symphony is so important.
A word that comes to my mind when hearing these players play is vibrancy.
Yes, you know, the fact that we meet once a year and we stay together for 2 weeks, it makes really such a wonderful meaning for them to be here. And you bring that joy when you play music. So the chemistry you build outside the rehearsal hall, it's very important because that's why you see in these players that kind of energy every time they play together. Because they build that when we are together, not only in the moment we are playing together.
Let's talk a little bit specifically about the space, the Great Hall at Crystal Bridges, and what it's like to hear an orchestra perform in such a space.
The first time I went to visit the museum, when they showed me that hall, I asked right away, I want to play really music here, because it's perfect for that kind of a chamber orchestra. And the fact that you are not closed in a space that you can see anything outside makes for us really, as music is part of the outside world, and not just that we play just in our little room or in a big room, but inside. And so it gives a completely different meaning to our playing. And also I like the fact that wood, glass, it's so modern and so minimal. It's really what I like also about the aesthetic. So there are two meanings, aesthetic and the way you play in a different place.
Let's go back to Mozart for just a second. Obviously, he's simply one of the greats. And I would just love to hear you and your connection to Mozart.
I started as a harpsichord player, so I played a lot of Baroque music. And then, so it was natural the next step after Baroque music to approach Mozart. So I played a lot of Mozart as a player and as a conductor. So I'm very grateful because I think that for a musician, if you can build your repertoire chronologically, it's much better because so you come from Baroque music and you see the next step, which is the Mozart, and then you see the Romanticism, but as really something that the history is gaining step by step. And in my opinion, in order to have a stylistic approach right about what you're playing, it makes more sense to build that repertoire chronologically. And so I'm very grateful to my music life because I was so lucky to have a chance to play many times Mozart.
That's Corrado Rovarez, the conductor of Artisphere Festival Orchestra, all about his love of Mozart, why he loves Mozart, and why he chose the repertoire he chose tonight. You're listening to a very special live broadcast on KUIF Public Radio from the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. And we are here talking to, right now I have a special guest with me, Peter Lane, CEO of Walton Art Center. Thank you so much for taking a moment out of this busy and exciting evening to talk to us.
My pleasure.
Now, tell me a little bit more about your vision for Artisphere Festival Orchestra and what you love about Artisphere Festival Orchestra.
It's one of those things that has just made Northwest Arkansas come alive. I mean, we have Sona, but the Artisphere Festival Orchestra is just another addition to the cultural fabric. And for me, it's seeing some of these great musicians come back. I think about a third of the orchestra came back this year, and they hail from, you know, about 30 states, 10 different countries. To hear the level of musicianship and the joy that they have in music making is one of the great pleasures as an administrator and an old bass player.
Absolutely. Now let's talk. The recurring theme, obviously, is Mozart. And I talked to Corrado earlier in the week about his love of Mozart, why he loves Mozart. I would love to hear, what do you love about Mozart?
You know, I love all kinds of music. But one of the things about Mozart is it requires tremendous technique. And when you hear Mozart being played at this level, you get to hear things that you don't hear in other orchestras. And so for what I love about it is I get to hear lines in the music and different elements that I just don't always get to hear in a lot of orchestras. Sometimes they put too many players on stage, the hall isn't right. In Crystal Bridges, the sound is gorgeous. The clarity is there, the quality is superb, and the musicianship is amazing. So Mozart here is unparalleled for me.
It's very exciting. Thanks so much for helping us put this all together, all the moving pieces that make this all happen. Thank you so much, Peter Lane.
Thank you so much for being part of it. It's so great. Thank you.
Thank you. We're broadcasting live from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art inside the Great Hall Artisphere Festival Orchestra 2016, led by Corrado Rivas. I'm Katie Hendrickson, and with me tonight, special guest Erjean Kong, music professor and violinist, and she's been able to help us with a little extra music context. We're about to go to a symphony of Mozart. Let's hear a little bit about his Linz symphony.
Well, as I was mentioning in the beginning, there's an interesting parallel, I suppose, to his symphonic, the sort of backstory, I suppose, to his symphony, where he was on his way back from Salzburg after visiting his family and being invited by the Count to composed this symphony in his honor. This is the first symphony that features perhaps an interesting structure that listeners might be interested to pick up on. The first movement starts out very slowly and then transitions into an allegro movement. This is something that was very typical of Haydn.
Okay.
And of course, he studied Haydn symphonies and Michael Haydn symphonies very carefully, and there are a lot of parallels. But it might be interesting to note that this was the first time he has used that technique.
Now, if I remember correctly, you were mentioning he wrote this in a very quick span of time, 5 days?
Yes. So within 4 days, he had to go through the whole composition, copying, and rehearsal process. And of course, on the fifth day was the premiere. It's amazing to think about conceiving a symphony from scratch. In the day where there is no music notation software or Xerox machines.
It's changed a little bit, hasn't it?
Yes, yes. To imagine that kind of turnaround is absolutely amazing.
We are at Crystal Bridges. It's still intermission. We are about to hear Mozart's Linz Symphony, and it's completely dark here in the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges. Now, Erjean, let's describe a little bit about how this is set up. There's no stage. So let's talk a little bit about there's no stage. Also, maybe a little bit about the symphony that's put together, because, of course, Mozart was writing in a time where orchestrations weren't as big. There are not as many instruments in the orchestral parts. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, so the early symphonies tended to be quite pared down by modern sentiments. You'll notice, audiences here will notice, that there will be more musicians on stage, of course, stage being in quotations. We're going through an evolution of the symphonic literature where the textures and the musicians are thickening and are becoming larger. And here, as you might be able to tell in the background, there's a timpani playing. There was no timpani in the 11th symphony and also in the first symphony. So you'll definitely be able to appreciate, also with the addition of the brass, I think a darker and deeper texture with this symphony.
We saw a very formative Mozart. His first symphony, we saw his very, very formative symphony when he wrote it when he was 8. Now we're going to his mature style, and we're hearing a little more color and orchestration. Here at Crystal Bridges inside the Great Hall, there is no stage. Everyone is on the same surface. There's no stage. All the audience members are right up against the musicians. And we see a beautiful view outside. We saw the sunset. We see Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art all around us because it's all windows in the whole Great Hall. It's just an exciting environment to hear orchestral music in.
As audiences know, the Great Hall is sort of a peninsula. All three sections of the space are out on the water. So it's a beautiful space to be in. And it's sort of an oblong glass wooden structure, and so the audience members are on one side of the glass and the musicians are on the other, and it's a wonderful acoustic, very warm, very reverberant. It's just right.
We're very excited in anticipation of the Linz Symphony. That's Mozart Symphony number 36 in C major. You're listening to a live broadcast on KYF Public Radio from the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art tonight. A very exciting night, a collaboration with Walton Arts Center, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, and KYF Public Radio. Now, you were mentioning, Eugene, that this symphony was kind of meant as a sort of reconciliation or reconnecting. Tell me a little more about that.
So the symphony itself was not conceived as a reconciliation. It was in the middle, or after, rather, the trip that was conceived as a reconciliation with his father and sister. So the original aim of the trip to Salzburg was to visit his family. And as he was traveling back from that family trip to Vienna, he made a stopover in Linz. And this symphony was a product of that stopover.
Context is always very fascinating, and it's interesting too, because music can be loved and enjoyed and experienced without any of that context. And so when you hear these personal details about when the composer was writing this and what the circumstances were, it adds a certain texture, but it's not necessarily needed to enjoy the beautiful music.
Absolutely. And I was actually thinking about that very thing when we were listening to the arias, because I was not familiar with the arias. Going back and looking at the translations of the text was really interesting, because the music, of course, is gorgeous and universally appealing, and to know that the synopsis of these operas were so tumultuous always adds an interesting layer to the listening experience.
Definitely. We are hearing the orchestra tune up to perform Mozart Symphony number 36 in C major, his Linz Symphony. We're here at the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. This is Artisphere Festival Orchestra, led by Corrado Rivares. I'm Katie Hendrickson. With me tonight, special guest Eugene Kong. And we're simply excited we're about to experience the Linz Symphony from Mozart. Applause for Corrado Rivares coming back into the Great Hall to conduct the Linz Symphony of Mozart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Artist Fair Festival Orchestra of 2016, led by Corrado Rivaras. That was Mozart's Symphony No. 36 in C major, his Linz Symphony. You're listening to a live broadcast from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, the Great Hall. A standing ovation for Artist Fair Festival Orchestra and Corrado Rivaras. I'm Katie Hendrickson. With me tonight, very special guest, Arjane Kong, music professor and violinist. That was an explosive performance, wasn't it?
Yes, what an effervescent performance. I love that rendition of the presto, which, by the way, he indicated to the performers to play as fast as possible.
And that was incredibly fast. I mean, that was some pyrotechnics right there.
Absolutely.
A standing ovation for Artist Fair Festival Orchestra of 2016, led by Corrado Rivaras. This is the grand finale of Artist Fair Festival Orchestra's season of 2016, and what a finale it is from the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The applause just keeps rolling in for this phenomenal performance from Artist Fair Festival Orchestra, led by Corrado Rivaras. I was really blown away with how fast. I mean, and Corrado's style is to go very fast, but that piece for Mozart was extremely fast anyway, so.
Yes, the last movement is marked presto, but in his indications to the musicians, he said to play it as fast as possible. So he definitely wanted a zippy tempo.
That was incredible. Well, this has been a very incredible special broadcast brought to you by KUAF Public Radio. So many people who came together to make this happen. The Artist Fair Festival Orchestra, of course, led by Corrado Rivaras. We also would love to thank Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Thanks to all sorts of people, including behind-the-scenes people, Peter Croken, production manager of Walton Arts Center. Thank you to Timothy Grace, head of audio at Walton Arts Center. Thank you so much to Joe Hannigan running the sound tonight. He is the audio engineer who puts it all together. Weston Sound makes it all happen, so I don't have to really worry about what's going on. Thank you so much to Jason Smith, the general manager of Artist Fair Festival Orchestra. And thank you so much to Timothy Dennis of KUF Public Radio. He is at the station in Fayetteville running the soundboard, making this broadcast happen. A wonderful night here at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. In the Great Hall, performing Artist Fair Festival Orchestra, performing Mozart's Linz Symphony, his 36th symphony. A few more words, Arjane. What was it like? You performed so often. You're here commentating about a performance. Tell me a little bit about what it's been like to be a commentator here.
Well, it's certainly been wonderful to share with our listeners the context and history of Mozart and the surrounding circumstances with when and how these symphonies were composed. Certainly also the operatic tradition with which these concerto insertion arias were performed. But I think mostly my personal resounding sentiment was for me at least, how amazing it is for us to be able to access Mozart's legacy, to be able to hear his first, 11th, and now his 36th symphony. The term genius, of course, is used a lot. Some may argue even abused. But certainly
with
Mozart,
you can't deny his genius.
Absolutely. I recently, not connected to this event, was able to watch Amadeus again, and I was thinking of Peter Sellers' rendition of really, I would say, the dichotomy between genius and jealousy. Of course, historically, there are a lot of things that musicologists may claim were incorrect, but to me, the over-resounding sentiment that I feel tonight, and even, you know, when I was watching this film recently, is how amazing it is for us to be in the presence of such genius. There are times when we hear about amazing individuals, and there may be situations where people may think, well, you know, this person was extremely clever, or this person was perhaps around at the right time. Maybe I could do something like that even. But certainly I think in the presence of Mozart, I'll speak for myself, I listen to his music and think, there is no way I could ever compose something like this. And especially as a musician, to have experience with the craft and to have knowledge of the language, to see how such an original and creative mind puts everything together is certainly awe-inspiring and renders me speechless.
Well, thank you so much, Eugene, for coming in and being my co-host in tonight's very special broadcast from the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges.
Thank you so much, Katie. It was truly an honor.
We've been broadcasting the live Mozart in the Museum from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in the Great Hall. We heard Artisphere Festival Orchestra 2016 under the baton of Corrado Rovarez. I'm Katie Hendrickson. You've been listening to KUAF. I am the classical music host at KUAF. Of note is my program Monday through Friday from 11 to noon. Also the host of the Sunday Symphony, Sunday night 7:30 to 10 p.m. on KUAF. And this is such a treat to have an experience to bring everyone this live performance, a live orchestral, not only live orchestral performance, but a spectacular one. Just I'm pretty blown away still at the speed and the precision that was here tonight.
Absolutely.
So I'm very, very honored to be hosting this very special broadcast, a collaboration with Crystal Bridges, Walton Arts Center, and KUAF Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. I'm Katie Hendrickson. With me, Eugene Kong tonight. What do you say? Did you have a good time?
I did. I thought it was a sublime experience.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening to this very special live broadcast from the Great Hall of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. You've been listening to KYF Public Radio, 91.3 FM in Fayetteville. Thanks so much and have an excellent night.